the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Where brawn and brains meet here on this show. But interestingly enough, during the first hour, we're going to be talking with Jim Laird. And we're going to be talking about something that is interesting about brawn and brain. They don't always meet until you're a little bit older in life for some reason. We're going to be talking about the types of exercise training that actually can do harm. And if your goal is longevity, how you need to adjust. Second hour, we're going to have Rob Regish on, and we're going to talk about anabolic rebound cycling. And it's not what you think it is. It has nothing to do with coming off cycle of anabolic steroids. This is a protocol that's been around. And Regish is going to help break it down for us so we understand it and we can use it. But before we get started, I have to mention that the major sponsor of this show is AgeForce Pharmaceuticals. They have great patch products out. They are running a special free month supply of either the Power Patch, which is a transdermal patch that delivers real growth hormone. Okay, this is not a growth hormone secretagogue. Or the Testa 100 patch, which increases testosterone through a myriad of ways. It has so many good active ingredients in this patch that it increases testosterone levels through a variety of different pathways. You can get a free month supply. You sign up for the auto ship in order to get the free month, but you can cancel anytime up to 30 days by just sending an email. Very easy to cancel. Obviously, they don't want tire kickers who just want the patches and have no intentions of using them. So they want real people to sign up using the auto ship, but you can cancel anytime you want. And we've never had any complaints from anybody about their ability to cancel their order. AgeForce is very, very fair and very responsive to the customer. So check it out. Go to ageforce.com. Use the coupon code Carl, C-A-R-L. Hey, it's my name. And get a free month supply of the Power Patch, which is real growth hormone in the patch, or the Testa 100 testosterone boosting patch today. Check it out. Okay, let's get started with the important stuff about the show. Jim Laird is the proprietor of J&M Strength. How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing great, Carl. How are you?
Fantastic, fantastic. We're going to be talking about different types of training modalities that actually bestow greater health. I think it's assumed that if you're going into the gym and training, that your body is responding by getting stronger and healthier in tandem, when really health is not necessarily getting better, even if strength is getting better. Is that a fair statement to make?
Absolutely. And you know, before we get into that, I have to mention, it's kind of funny you talked about AgeForce. I've been using their GH patch now for 4 or 5 months. And
really?
I learned about it from your show. And I basically recovering from years of just chronic overtraining, car accidents, starting a business, training too hard, as an elite level powerlifter. And, you know, I kind of fell into that go harder, even though I was telling my clients to rest and make sure they get the recovery. You know, I would, you know, work long hours and be tired. And instead of taking time off, I would, you know, pop a couple of Fedra pills and the caffeine, the good old Dan Duchesne stack, and turn the Metallica up and get after it.
And, that's great.
You know, it ended up catching up with me. You know, I ended up getting ulcerative colitis. Just burning out, just basically hit a wall. And, you know, last couple of years I've been basically, lifestyle change combined with, it's basically lifestyle change. And I heard about that patch on your show. And
how long have you been using it?
I think since you first started promoting it.
Okay. So that was like back in June of last year, really. Okay. So let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Cause this intrigues me. I didn't know we were going to go in this direction, but, right. You Were you skeptical? I mean, you've been around the rodeo. If you were an elite level powerlifter, sure. You know about you right. Not necessarily use them, yeah. But you know about drugs.
I know about them and I've played with them, yes.
Okay, so you had to think to yourself, this has to be BS, a growth hormone patch, really?
Yeah, I was like, you know, this is kind of weird. And what I did is I checked with the people who have been kind of counseling through my lifestyle change, and I said, hey, you know, they're promoting this patch, and it's a massive dose of GH once a week. And I was like, you know, what do you think? To help control my inflammation, maybe help my sleeping. And I ran it by them, and I was like, no, they're going to say no way. And because I didn't want to affect my normal levels because I was trying to get myself back to healthy. And
right.
They were like, you know, it's worth a shot. Give it a try. It's one big dose, so it's not really going to throw off your normal doses.
Which, by the way, is the way they've found works best with children who are suffering from idiopathic short stature. The daily
right.
dose has been replaced by a single to double bolus dose a week.
Right.
And what they find is that not giving the GH consistently day in and day out at the same dose actually has a better effect over time.
Sure. So that combined with, I was on a GAPS protocol for a little while, then I switched over to pretty much paleo. I don't eat any grains anymore. Combined with sleep, I noticed a difference in 2 or 3 weeks of it. I started sleeping deeper. Lately I added the melatonin patch and I asked the same question. I said to these guys, they're like, hey, is this going to affect my sleep patterns? Can I go on this patch safely? They're like, go to town with the melatonin, man. It's not going to hurt you. And my sleep has improved dramatically. And,
tell me about the growth hormone patch. Do you notice anything from it? Cause usually it takes a little while for growth hormone to start showing its effects.
And with growth hormone, it's not like this huge burst, like you take like a stimulant or something. It's a slow kind of, you notice your recovery is getting a little bit better. It's hard for me to judge. I've been training once a week. I've been doing some active recovery during the week. I haven't been training like I used to. But I feel the best I've felt in years. And I think big part of that is I've learned now that I feel good, not to like, okay, I feel good today. I'm going to turn up the Metallica. I'm going to max out, you know, and I'm going to go hard. And I've learned that, hey, I'm going to take what I can do today and then see how I feel. And then, you know, just kind of work within my limits as opposed to making sure that if I'm training hard, I'm resting hard too. I kind of got that from listening to Paul Check, working in, so to speak. You've got to put as much effort into the recovery as you do into the training part of it. And that's something I got caught up in the past was you felt so good. You were so amped up with all the adrenaline and everything. And talking to Joel Jameson of 8 weeks out, you know, a lot of powerlifters, weightlifters, adrenaline type athletes, they fall into that dopamine, issue that they develop. And, you know, doing some low, like some 15, 20 minutes of light sled dragging or walking outside just to kind of recharge and reset those dopamine levels.
You got that so right. And I want to talk about that as we go into the rest of the, but the bottom line with the Age Force patch, in your opinion, is it something that you'll keep using or you think that it's BS?
Yeah, I think it's helped me significantly. You know, I definitely like the thing with anything like that, your any supplements or, and I've gotten way away from supplements. I've tried to go eating as much real food as possible because I really think that's the way nature intended
right.
it is the
right.
best. But I think like things like this that are used appropriately at the right times are definitely very positive. The hard part is, you know, people use these supplements, they use, you know, testosterone replacement or whatever, and then they keep just living their life the same way. And they're like use the drugs or the stimulants to to prop them up.
Yeah, they try to use it. They try to use it like as an adjunct to an unhealthy
right.
lifestyle, and it doesn't
right.
work that way. It doesn't work that
right.
way.
So that's the hardest part for me now is as I get myself healthy, as I'm feeling better, to make sure I don't like take off again and fall into the same trap. And that caffeine ephedra aspirin stack, it sure feels good and sure works good, but man, you pay the price.
I want to talk about that too, but we really only have about 30 seconds before the break. What I want to do
sure.
is set up the next segment. When we come back, I want
okay.
to delve deeper into this. This is something that I've fallen prey to at two different times of my life. And I think anybody who is dedicated and driven to constantly increase performance, regardless of whether you're a professional athlete or just somebody who has the drive that you probably could have been a professional athlete had you been introduced to a sport that you loved at a young age, which I wasn't. I think that we all start to push ourselves to this point where central nervous system fatigue becomes central nervous system disruption. And it's Absolutely. Not even a matter of resting 48 hours and recovering, because you're banging your body so hard Right. every session that the body can't recover. And then something happens, a switch flips in your body, where now you end up kind of strung out all the time. Even when you're not training on those training days, you have that same, like, it's every day is a Vietnam for you. Every day you feel like you're hyped, because you're normally getting hyped to go into the gym and put your body through the rigors of something that most humans shudder to even think about, never mind to actually perform. Sure. I want to talk about this and whether or not through homesis it's beneficial, or over time it breaks you down. And we're going to have to look to anecdotal evidence here, because there's no real research Sure. out there in this area. We're talking with Jim Laird. His website is J&M Strength. It's J-MStrength.com. Check it out. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver-safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com. Today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Jumping higher, lifting more.
It's Superhuman Radio.
Don't you just want to get stronger and stronger and stronger? Don't you? Maybe not. We're going to be talking more about strength and health. There's an intersect, I'm sure. I remember, Jim, there's a guy named Nate Morrison that did my show many, many years ago. He trains paramilitary individuals. These are the guys who Ross Perot had paratrooper in. Actually, he was one of these guys that, you know, paratrooped in to take the people from APS out of Iran or wherever it was back in the day. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. So Nate's a great guy. Nate is a total devotee of physical culture. And I remember one time we were talking and he said, you know, when my guys train heavy, these guys have to be strong. They have to be able to throw human bodies if they have to. And he said, sure. When my guys train heavy, I watch them. If they start getting slow, I start having them do more, cardiovascular, high speed stuff because they're getting slow because of the type of training that they're doing. And it's very instinctive and intuitive of him. There's no research out there that says this, but when you really think about it, those of us who go into the gym and pound at the weights, getting heavier and heavier and heavier and heavier, we're kind of like somebody who goes into the donut shop every day and all we ask for is a jelly donut. It's like that's all we're doing. We're doing this one thing, and the body is designed to be more dynamic than that, isn't it?
Sure. And you have to look at the kind of exercises you're doing, too. If you're doing a ton of heavy deadlifts, that's really, really hard on the central nervous system, you know. And so, you know, I also would say on the head end of it is that you're much better off eating a decent paleo-style anti-inflammatory diet, lifting heavy weights and walking than you are being on the other end of the scale, being in a marathon runner or an endurance athlete.
Well, let's talk about that. There's a lot of emerging research coming out now that's showing that long-distance runners and marathon runners actually damage their hearts over time. Now, this is supposed to have been a cardiovascular exercise. It's supposed to be something beneficial to the heart and the vasculature. We're finding out now that they're just wearing themselves out. And I had a guy on my show who openly talked about this, who's now doing a lot of strength and conditioning stuff, and Tom Seaborn. And he talked about the fact that his heart rate started to change. He started to develop, like, some rhythm issues the more he ran. And when he finally stopped running and started changing the way he trained and got his hormones straightened out, it all started to subside. So why is it that people just keep on doing all this? I had a guy this morning proudly telling me, oh, I'm running 3 miles a day. I'm working my way up to four. I'm thinking, why?
Well, I think it all goes back to Ken Cooper's book. And you know, Mark Sisson did an interview with Dr. McCullough on YouTube. It's a 7-part series, and I would really encourage people to listen to it. And he goes through how he fell into that. You know, the more you run, the more points you get, the better your cardiovascular health. He talks about, and of course, this is anecdotal. He talks about, he jokes, he says, unfortunately, this is true. I have a death list of all the people that I competed with that were high-level endurance athletes in the 80s. And he listed off, like, 15 people that were all dead before the age of 50 of cancer, heart disease. And then Dr. McCullough listed off two ladies that were in their 50s now that were the top of the endurance chain in the 80s, and they both look like they're 75 years old and they both smoke cigarettes every day.
Yeah.
You know, so you get to the point where you're doing all that endurance activity, plus you have to eat massive amounts of carbohydrate.
Which
you're
we know, that age, that amounts. Age, yeah, that ages the body. We know there's three
right.
good studies now. One of them out of a Canadian research group that shows that it's glucose signaling that causes
right.
cellular senescence. So
right.
the you keep sugar under control and your body ages slower.
Right. And that's the biggest thing we deal with here. One of the reasons I opened J&M Strength and Conditioning with Molly Galbraith is they have no idea what they're doing. They think, you know, we get two extremes. We get the people that don't do anything, which is bad for your body, and then we get the people that do way too much. You know, they're doing 7 Zumba classes a week, plus boot camp, plus they're running 3 miles a day, and they wonder why, you know, they're exhausted. And we talk about, hey, look, you know, it's about getting your body healthy, getting your sleep, getting your vitamin D levels, doing something that looks like a paleo diet, strength training once or twice a week, and doing some walking, and the results are just astonishing.
Okay, so let's talk about something. Let's zero in on something, Jim. And I don't mean to
sure.
cut you off, but I want to pick your brain. I know that you know the answers to these things. It's important to push ourselves. We know that. You can't go in
Absolutely.
And do the same thing 3 years in a row and expect anything to change. You have to
sure.
push yourself. How do you know? for you, for Jim Laird, how do you know when the push is good, like something that evolves under hormesis, or it's bad, where now you are counterintuitively damaging your body?
Okay.
How do you know?
Question for you. Are you talking to Jim Laird, the powerlifter, or are you talking to Jim Laird, the coach?
I'm talking to the enlightened Jim Laird, where brawn and brain have met in that intersect, where back in the day when you were a young firebrand, I don't care if I blow a shoulder, I'm bench pressing 600 pounds.
Right.
But today it's like, you know what? I do care because I need another 40 or 50 years out of this body.
Right. Well, when I'm thinking from a powerlifting standpoint, you know, for me, where I'm at in my training, it's going to be different for somebody that's new. But I think, you know, working up to 80, 90% and making sure that you do a few reps at that weight and making sure, like, are you sleeping well? Do you feel good? Do you get depressed? Are you depressed? How do you feel after your training? You know, that.
How about before? What about when you start to develop? This was a problem I had back in 2005 when I got my sickest. Every squat session had to be more. Every deadlift session had.
Right.
I started to obsess the night before. I used to start worrying. I'm going to blow a disc. I hope I don't collapse in the hole with this weight. I hope I don't blow a heart valve. What about that? Is that a sign, or do you have to learn to push through that?
Well, I think, yeah, that's a sign of Joel Jameson and I have talked about this. When you start getting paranoid about stuff, that's a sign that you're burned out and paranoia and dementia, like all that sort of mental kind of stuff, that could be a sign that you're overreaching, you know?
Right.
Here's the bottom line when it comes to training. You have to do enough to stimulate a response, without burying yourself. So you have to do enough. And how is your recovery? You know, we work with athletes here. One, when people come to me, I say, okay, what's your goal? Okay, I want to play in the NFL. Okay, so how do we minimize the damage but still, you know, compete at a high level? Half of these guys don't eat anything. So the biggest thing we work on is getting their nutrition in order, getting their sleep in order, upping their recovery so they can train harder and they can do that. So in the beginning, when you have somebody that's brand new, like people that come to our class, like the warm-up is all they need for stimulus. And then over time, you look at how they're moving, what they're doing, and then that's when the stimulus has to change. And obviously, you look at, like, I just went to a seminar with Charlie Weingroff back up in Indianapolis this past weekend, and Charlie's a very bright guy. He works with a lot of the Team Nike guys.
Yeah, he's been on the show. As a matter of fact, I want to get him back on the show.
Yeah,
but at the time, he was working for the federal government, and he couldn't take off in the daytime, so.
Well, he went through all this infant development patterns, and then he went through this stuff when people are scared what they go into. And one of the positions was hands up, head back. And so when people are flinging their head back, like on a squat or like on a deadlift, that means they're going beyond their capability. They might be able to grind it out, but it's very hard on their central nervous system. So we can get into things like testing grip strength. You know, if someone's grip strength is, you know, tests a certain way every single time, and then they've been pulling 30, and then all of a sudden they're pulling 20. That might be a good sign, you know, to back off. Joel Jameson's got that heart variability monitor that checks that every day. And, you know, there's all sorts of fancy tools like the amygdala.
Talk about heart variability. I've always thought that if your heart had a hard time getting up into the upper ranges, and then after rigorous exercise, you were able to return back to baseline quickly, that was an indicator of health. Is that not?
Yes, I'm not an expert on it, to say the least, but how your heart recovers and the variability at a resting heart rate is going to determine whether you're, you know, recovered or not. So you can look at that data, but with the everyday people I work with, how are you feeling? Are you feeling good today? And so a lot of that we don't really know until we get into the workout. So when we work with people here, we're coaching them on, okay, do you think you need to do 3 sets or 4 sets? And we kind of track what they do and they try and, you know, we tell them, hey, if you're feeling good today, you know, do a little bit more. And if you're not, you know, do a little bit less. And then we try and like change the volume of the classes. We'll kind of, without them knowing, we'll kind of add more volume in or less volume, or we'll add some exercises that aren't as demanding, and kind of change things up just so we always err on the side of less, because you can always go back and do more later. You can't, like a Buddy Morris great strength coach always used to tell me, you're always better off doing less, especially with college athletes, because you don't know where they were the night before.
That was my question. I was going to say to you, is it better to overreach slightly or undertrain slightly? And I guess in reality, undertrain slightly is better.
I would say, especially for somebody who's drug-free, who isn't using any pharmaceuticals, you're always better to undertrain. You know, and that's the big misconception about drug use and is that, you know, steroids basically are for lazy people. No, they're for people that like to overtrain.
Yeah, right.
And the people that are natural need to be a lot smarter with their training. They need to pay better attention to their body, and they need to eat better, and they need to sleep better. And, you know, when guys that use these, and I think that's a big part of the problem with the fitness business today, is these normal everyday people look at these fitness professionals, and most of them are using some sort of, performance enhancer, plus they're usually the genetically gifted, are beating themselves to death. And they're like, that's all I have to do to get like that too. One, they're probably not going to get like that if they want to, even if they wanted to. And two, they don't realize that they're using some things that are helping them, maintain that body fat level, or they're eating like super clean, or if, you know, they don't realize the other factors that are going into this. So, you know, it's unfortunate, because I think there's too many people out there that are just beating themselves to death for no reason. And that's the biggest thing we do here, Molly and I do, is when people come to orientation, okay, why are you doing 5Ks? Why are you running marathons? Well, we want to get fit. We want to lose body fat. Well,
have you ever seen people who do marathons? They have their, mm-hmm. generally they're skinny fat. They carry very little muscle. They're very soft looking. I saw some people doing an Ironman in Louisville one day. They had gotten out of the water and they were biking a portion of it. And I'm telling you, I saw some of the fattest bellies I've seen ever. And I'm thinking, okay, why are you so fat if you're doing Ironman competitions? Why don't you look like Mariusz Pudanowski? You know,
it's all hormones, man, and it's all input. And when you're running that much, you got to keep eating carbs, and that insulin goes up, and the cortisol, and it's chemical castration for men. You know, it basically just kills testosterone levels, and you know, pointing people in the right direction. And it's hard for a lot of people. And I fell into
Hey, Jim, we have to take a quick commercial break, okay? I want keep the thought. I want you to come back and talk about what you were just about to talk about. You got it? Okay.
Sure, absolutely.
And I also want to talk about, since you invoked Molly Galbraith, I want to talk about, is it different for women or is it the same thing? We're talking with Jim Laird. You can visit his website, jmstrength.com, to learn more. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone.
testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Super Human Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
I just want to remind everybody that AgeForce, the single largest sponsor we have. And as you know, this show is not possible without sponsors. I know everybody hates commercials, but it's why the show is free, because our sponsors pay. And AgeForce is running a special promotion right now. You can get a free month supply of the Power Patch, which is a patch that has real somatropin in it, real growth hormone in it, 25 milligrams. Not all 25 milligrams get delivered, but most of it does. Or the Testo 100 patch, which is a testosterone-boosting patch. Try both of them for muscle-building recovery. Go to AgeForce.com, and when you order the patches, use the coupon code CARL, C-A-R-L, caps or lowercase, doesn't matter. Get the first month free. You can cancel up to 30 days after you get the first month free by email. They make it so simple to cancel. So check it out. Try it out. As you heard earlier in the show, Jim Laird actually uses the melatonin patch and also the power patch. Okay, so getting back at what did you want to finish up with before I take you in this other direction?
Well, I think a lot of people use exercise to manage their stress, and I used to do that too. And, if you're under a lot of stress or you've got emotional anger type issues that you've got to deal with, it's best to deal with them in a different manner than if you're already maxed out stress-wise and you're run down and you're exhausted, and then you decide that you're going to handle your stress with more stress. Eventually, some people can get away with it for a little while. A lot of people can, and then you end up exhausted and worn out. So I had to learn how to, do some meditation, go for walks and things like that. When I've had a really rough time, instead of going into the gym, and it feels good. I mean, don't get me wrong, to go into the gym and get after it and move some things around. And sometimes you need to do that, but I was doing that all the time.
So in other words, that's just that you're just trading one stress for another.
You're adding stress to stress.
But the difference is that the stress from the gym exhausts you. So the illusion is that
you can be exhausted. Like, say you have somebody at work makes you angry, and you're stressing about that. It has the same effect on the nervous system as a heavy training day. Yeah, I mean, it obviously doesn't beat up your body the same way, but stress is stress, whether it's emotional stress from relationships, whether it's work stress, whether it's bad diet, it could be bad diet, it could be poor digestive system, lack of sleep. These are all factors that are tugging at us in different directions. And if you've got more tear down, more stress than you have recovery, you're going to be in trouble in time, and your body, a lot of times people will be taking these energy drinks and all these different things. Their body's trying to tell them, slow the heck down. Like, like chill out, go for a walk.
But before we talk about the girl, and I'm a big proponent of meditation, by the way, which I haven't done enough of, and it's part of my problem, quite frankly. But
yeah,
it's
hard for me too.
Yeah, I know, right? Because we feel guilty, like, oh, I'm going to take 20 minutes out and meditate now when I should be doing this or should be doing that. But the reality is, the meditation makes you more efficient at doing things. So it's not like you're losing 20 minutes; you're actually adding focus to your day. And before
sitting
we get
quietly on, for 5 minutes is probably one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life.
Right, right. Okay, so before we get into do you train women differently, I want to talk about stimulants for a second.
Sure.
Stimulants are used probably by, I would venture to say, 80% of people who train in the gym at one point or another, whether it's an energy drink, one of those shots that are so popular, whether it's coffee, caffeine. You know, I see people walking into the gym with one of these giant Starbucks coffees and they're drinking it the whole time that they're working out. Or whether it's something more aggressive, people who use ergogenic aids, like you said, the ECG stack, the ephedra, caffeine and acetylsalicylic acid. Really, when you think about what these things do to us, you wouldn't push your child that way. If your child had a hockey game and was so tired, you wouldn't say to your kid, I'm going to pump a pot of coffee into you, you're going to be fine. You wouldn't do that. It'd be reckless. It would be harmful. And you tell your son.
I wouldn't do it to my clients either.
Right.
I'd send them home.
Well, and for those of us who have children, I always use children as the example, because there's a million and one things that you will do to yourself to crap on your body that you would never do to your child, because
that's
you
correct.
Love your child. Right. So, what about these stims? They take the body hostage momentarily and make the body go beyond its original reach. Good thing or bad thing?
Well, if it's used appropriately, I think it can be, used in a proper time for just like any other performance enhancing supplement or substance. The problem is like, Rob Wolf's talked about this a ton, is that some people can manage them well and others can't. And I'm one of those people that, I have a hard time, with caffeine and stimulants and I know a lot of my friends struggle with them too.
But yet you embraced them during your powerlifting career. You used to take these very advanced ephedra, caffeine, and aspirin to make sure that the blood vessels were dilated enough so they got everywhere, right?
Right. Absolutely. So. It's a really touchy, obviously with people that's what this bottom line comes down to, is in your training, are you trying to train to be healthy or are you trying to be a performance beast? And if you're a beast, you're going to suffer in the health department. Okay. And if you're trying to train to be healthy for the long haul, like longevity, you want to push that line without going over it, and be comfortable and look good and feel good and work within your limits. That's the difference. If you're trying to be an elite level powerlifter, if you're trying to be a win a gold medal, you're going to have to sacrifice your health. And it's just, how smart are you with your training? How smart are you with your supplementation and your diet to limit those side effects? But any sport, I would say, at the elite level is not going to be good for your health and longevity.
Right. And I agree, because look at, for me, Jim, everything comes down to automotives. But
yeah.
you look at a race car, right?
Okay, right.
You look at a funny car, for instance. A lot of times they have to change the heads, the crankshaft, after two or three runs, because that thing is gone. It's warped. It's burnt out.
Yeah,
the heads
absolutely.
Are blown. Think about your body the same way. If you're treating if you're a funny car in the gym, if you're a guy who's going in there, you're squatting 500 pounds, you're pulling 600 pounds, you're doing this time after time, you're a funny car. The only difference is the pit crew can't come in and change that disc that's starting to bulge in your spine. You know what I mean? You got to live with it. So you have there has to be some sensibility here.
Right. That's where smart training comes in and cycling. And, funny enough, even though I pushed my body as hard as I did, I never once had an injury from powerlifting. I had injuries from two car accidents and a really bad fall down the stairs. That's when I tore my labrum. Not once did I ever get hurt lifting. So, I was really smart about my exercise selection and I call it kind of falls like a bastardized West Side template. So we did a lot of accessory work and a lot of building up weak areas, and we worked a ton on technique and form. So in my lifting career, I never ever had an injury from training. The weakest link in my body was my digestive system. And when we work with people, that's the thing we go, okay, so what's your goal? What are you trying to accomplish? And if, you know, for 98% of 80% of people, if they want to look good and feel good. And it's like, okay, we're going to teach you how to eat. We're going to teach you how to sleep. And then we're going to have you lift twice a week and walk. And that's basically the formula for look good, feel good.
Is this good for women too, this type of protocol? Or do you have to even back off of women even more so?
No, actually women can handle much higher volume and much higher percentage of their 1RM. I'm not a big fan of CrossFit. I think it's inappropriate for most people.
Tell me why. Tell me why. It's right now it's all the rage, right?
Well, I spoke at the National Strength Coaches Conference last year in Louisville, and I spoke to Mike Boyle, and actually, you know, I chatted with Mike Robertson, Bill Hartman, Louis Simmons, Joe Kahn. I mean, the best of the best of the best. And I asked these guys, out of all the athletes that you work with, Rob Wolf was on that list. I mean, the best, Dan John. How many people you work with have a good understanding of the fundamentals, being a chin-up, a squat, and move well? And the answer was less than 10% with athletes, okay?
Yeah.
So now you're telling me you're going to take a normal everyday person and put them into overhead squats paired with 400-meter runs, and the whole mantra behind CrossFit is elite, forging elite fitness, and we just talked about what elite means for your health.
Yeah, elite actually erodes the health. It erodes the health.
They make fun of rhabdomyolysis. They endorse vomiting. You know, and you get these people in there that are in this competitive environment, and they overreach well beyond what they're capable of. And Charles Poliquin wrote a great article about how women actually do better in CrossFit because they can handle their higher volumes. They're actually lifting some weights. It gets them away from doing chronic cardio. But what it does to the men is it chemically castrates them. You know, just because, and I've dealt with some CrossFit athletes that came to me to have, for help, that had testosterone levels of 12-year-old boys or, you know, 13-year-old girls, like
right,
less than 100. And these are 20-year-something-year-old men, you know, and they were doing, you know, 5-6 wads a week. So you'll find that the people that win these CrossFit games don't do CrossFit, one, and two, are just genetically elite athletes. And, you know, that's one thing that Rob Wolf has hammered over and over again. It's not the actual CrossFit itself. And unfortunately, I think they could have helped a lot of good people by promoting reasonable fitness and work at your level and promoting, hey, let's work on, and they do promote eating better and all that kind of stuff too. But, you know, the problem with that is that we get into an environment where the workout, they're actually looking to kick your ass every day, and they get used to that feeling. If you're not walking out of here on all fours every day, then it's not successful. And over time, some people are going to be able to survive that. There's some people, you know, to steal a phrase from Rob Wolf, some people are like Wolverine. You can throw them off a building and nothing bad's going to happen to them. That's always the people that are propped up. Look at this person. They can do all this, but that doesn't mean that everybody can do that.
Right.
You know, so you have to, who am I working with? What are they doing? What are their goals? And then you have to adjust your program accordingly. If someone comes to me that wants to look good and feel good, I'm not going to say, hey, man, you need to be an elite level powerlifter and you need to squat 900 pounds. That's not the way it's going to work. But women generally can lift heavier loads, like a higher percentage. You can give a woman like 85, 90% and she'll squat it for 6. You give a guy 85, 90%, he'll squat it for 1 and then he's usually done. So women do really well with higher loads.
Yeah, isn't that subjective? You give a 85, 90% for a guy who's been training for a while could be 400 pounds, and for a woman
right,
it could be 175. And
sure,
all things being the same, right, same gravitational forces, I could see why the guy can't squat it for 6 reps.
Right, absolutely. But I'm talking neurological damage.
No, I understand. I understand. And which actually, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I was going to say I would respectfully submit to you that in fact, women's central nervous systems perceive maximum thresholds much earlier than men's. However, they are able to tolerate those thresholds better, because their nervous systems are designed to, to put it bluntly, spit out a bowling ball from their womb.
Right. And they're built for the long haul, too. Men are more like cheetahs. You know, they're built for short bursting stuff. You look at relative strength to weight ratio, you know, what women's weight compared to the weights they're lifting. And some of the women that, you know, like some of the weights Molly throws around is pretty, you know, pretty impressive, you know. A lot of it, women, when you train women, it's more about building a relationship. And when you train men, it's more about, most men, you have to humble them. it's a lot harder to train men than it is to train women.
Yeah, because our egos. If you tell a woman to use this weight, she doesn't go, oh, I'm going to look like a wimp using this weight. She just uses it, and that's it. Where a guy, he's like, oh, no, I'm not going to use the weight he suggested. I'm going up, and then they injure themselves. That's it. All right, look, let's take a quick commercial break. While we're taking the break, why don't you visit Jim Laird's website? It's j-mstrength.com. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product, bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal pack. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre and post workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Breaking my back just to know your name. 17 tracks and I've had it with this game.
I just got a great question from Mr. X. Mr. X works within the pharmaceutical industry, but he listens to the show because he knows the truth. He asked me that if he's already a customer of Age Force, can he still take advantage of this offer? And the short answer is yes. If you're not already buying the Power Patch or the Testo 100 patch, you can now take advantage of the free month to test it out. So if you're buying the B12 patch, for instance, or the melatonin patch now, and you want to add the Power Patch to the offering, yes, you can get the free month. Just go to the Age Force website, either by clicking the banner ad on Superhuman Radio or going to ageforce.com. And at checkout, use the coupon code CARL, C-A-R-L. And if you're not already buying that patch currently, you will get a free month trial. So hopefully that answers everybody's questions. We're talking this hour with Jim Laird. We're really talking about sensible training, or what I like to call compatible training, compatible with the human condition. I think that pushing yourself to greater strength is important, but I think that it needs to be done differently, quite frankly, Jim. What I've stumbled on recently, because I started doing more of a high-intensity protocol with a little less frequency and focusing more on conditioning through interval training and stuff like that, I find that I continue to get stronger. I'm just not beating myself to death. To go into the gym now and do a couple heavy singles here and there, but sure, not pushing myself to set after set after set to exhaustion, I find that I'm getting stronger faster. Is that my imagination, or is that really what happens?
Well, I mean, it's about getting, one, more proficient at the movement, and two, doing enough to get better and not going beyond that. I think Mark Sisson, his book, Primal Blueprint, has it right. You want to lift heavy things once or twice a week, you want to sprint once a week, and then you want to walk a lot. You know, and so it all depends on where you are in your training. Most of the people I see, even professional athletes, are still beginners when it comes to training. My good friend Jim Windler, who wrote 5-3-1, you know, basically came up with the term, be the best beginner coach possible. Because most of the people I deal with don't know how to do the fundamentals right. We've got more strength coaches now than ever. We've got more gyms and fitness professionals than ever. But I just see people that cannot do the basics because everybody's trying to stand on one foot on a wobble board when most people can't even do a lunge right. You know, so you have to have a foundation. And as time goes on, your training needs, you know, obviously you've been training a long time, so you might not need to do that much to get better or to maintain where you're at. You know, it could be technique issues. You could add some accessory work in that would help, you know, like a West Side kind of thing where you get the low back and the hips stronger and the deadlift gets better.
And I am doing that. I am. And you know what else I just started doing again? Because it was in Randy Roach's book, Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors. He talks about the fact that Arthur Jones called the, what do they call that machine? The one that you sit in and the pullover machine.
Yeah.
He called the pullover the squat for the upper body because it works the pecs, the shoulders, the lats, the abs, the upper arms, and everything right down. I mean, and when you think about it, when you really, really do it right, everything gets hit, spinal erector muscles, everything.
Sure. You know, one thing, this is kind of going to go off base, and it's kind of like going to give you the tinfoil hat kind of feeling, but to steal another term from Bob Wolf. You know, I went up to Indianapolis a couple weeks ago, because I'm kind of getting more serious about my training, and you know, I spent some time with Bill Hartman, and I tell you, if you need to have somebody on the show, Bill Hartman is just an absolute genius.
Well, reach out to him for me and copy me on the email, and I'll put it together.
Sure,
okay?
Absolutely. Right. Well, he spent the whole hour going over my breathing, you know, and the cool thing that was neat, once I learned how to diaphragmatically breathe, my low back started feeling better, my shoulder range of motion increased. And, you know, he was able to help me with my squat because I was going into an interior tilt because I was, you know, in powerlifting, we're taught to push out on the belt. But I was pushing too much into the front of the belt, not the entire belt. So I was going to an interior tilt, which was causing me to be in a bad position at the bottom of the squat. And my squat is so much better. It feels so much better. My spinal erectors used to be on all the time. And one thing Bill talked about was if your diaphragm isn't working, if those deep abdominal core muscles are not firing, your big prime movers have to do the job of those stabilizers. So he says one of the key things that you need to do with people is teach them how to breathe. And I know it sounds kind of weird, but, you know, Eastern religion and Tai Chi and all these things have been teaching this for centuries. And he's like, it's the key of everything. If your breathing is jacked up, you're going to be jacked up.
Oh, so you know,
one of the things we've incorporated at the beginning of every class is breathing, diaphragmatic breathing. And it is shocking how much better people move. And I know I sound like I'm from Roswell.
No, because we actually did a whole show about this with Dr. Peter Rouse, where we talked about breathing, proper breathing and the alignment of the head and shoulder,
yes,
girdle and so on. And
absolutely.
I mean, we got into that whole thing. He even has people doing Kegels.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a group of muscles that are invisible to us, but they are stabilizing muscles that are very important. And as we age, we just stop using them. And that's
correct.
The same.
And sitting as much as we do too.
Yes, nope. Exactly. So no, I don't think you're crazy at all. I think that you're spot
on. So I think a lot of this is being smarter, like figuring out better ways to do it that's more efficient. as opposed to just trying to bang your head against the wall. And that's a lot of what we do here at the gym is figuring out, you know, I worked with a guy named Quinn Evans who plays for the Bengals now, and he came to me because he was really frustrated and really beat up trying to get ready for camp. He was a free agent, and he was so banged up. He was doing some high intensity. He was doing a lot of heavy squatting, and I like heavy lifting. His hips were so tight, and he was so dysfunctional. We spent 4 weeks doing nothing but mobility.
What's a sign of tight hips, real quick?
Well, look at the way you squat. I mean, if you're coming up off your heels, if your knees are caving in, if you do a lunge, if you're really quad dominant in your lunge, if you can't get into a half kneeling 90-90 position, or if you can't do a 90-90 split squat where your back leg is straight up and down and your front leg is at a 90-degree angle, you'll see people collapse and cave. Like, they can't even get in a 90-90 position on the floor. We see that a lot. Looking at the way they squat, that's a big indicator. Bear crawls, I posted a thing on my website, that's something I got from Charlie Weingroff. If they can't bear crawl with their knees flared way out, you know, that's another indicator that they've got super, super tight hips. So,
okay. You
know, we worked on just getting him moving because he's a defensive lineman. If he can't get in a 3-point stance, he's not going to be able to move. We didn't do any heavy lifting for a month. We were able to shave like tenths off his 40. We were able to, all his times went up. His power production went up just because he was actually moving better and we were getting his body to work together as a unit the way it was supposed to. Most typical trainers would have been like, all right, dude, you're getting box jumps and sprints. And, you know, and that's where you've got to pick, like, when you're working with elite level athletes, who am I working with? What's their problem? How long have they been training? What's their most glaring weakness? And let's go after that as opposed to let's throw more troops at the hill, you know? So.
Yeah. All good stuff. If you want to learn more about Jim Laird, he's based in Lexington, by the way, for those of you who live in the area where the broadcast is transmitted from. He's in Lexington, Kentucky. J-mstrength.com. The M in that name is Molly, right? Molly Galbraith.
Yes, Molly Galbraith.
And we've had Molly on the show. She's part of the Girls Behaving Strongly. What is it called again?
Girls Gone Strong.
Girls Gone Strong.
No, that's okay.
And very impressive athlete that she is, and still maintains her femininity. You guys are doing some great stuff in Lexington. We need to get more publicity. How do you want people to reach out to you if they want to contact you, Jim?
Well, you can email us. You'll actually be emailing Molly because I can't spell above a second grade level. So she does all the emails and the back end stuff right now. So you can email us at the email that's on the site. I think it's jmstrengthlex@gmail.com or my Facebook. You can add me on Facebook. Molly has a fan page. You can contact her there as well.
Okay. All right, so go to j-mstrength.com and check out Jim Laird's information. Jim, thanks for spending time with us, and also thanks for the plug on AgeForce, okay?
Oh, you're welcome, man. It was fun. We'll see you again.
Okay, take care. All right, when we come back, we're going to have Rob Regish on, and we're going to be talking about something that you think you know what we're talking about, and that is anabolic rebound cycling. It's not what you think. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Metabolic expert Dr. Scott Conley comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
I have never endorsed a training guide before, The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo, mic check. Yeah, here you go. But nah, he over here. Yeah, I heard he got that hot new thing. It's called Rich.
Welcome back. Do I sound out of breath? You know, I do push-ups and squats during every commercial break now. Slowly, I'm going longer and longer, getting to the point where it's the entire break. I move from push-ups to squats, back to push-ups, back to squats. I'm living the life that I preach, man, and ladies. Okay. Before we start this next interview, I just want to remind everybody that AgeForce is running a special, a free month trial offer on their growth hormone patch. The Power Patch has real growth hormone in it, and the Testa 100 patch, which boosts testosterone. You have to sign up for an auto ship, but you can cancel within 30 days of signing up. Your card will not be charged, and you can cancel very simply. You send an email. No hidden links on websites, no difficulty. We've had no complaints from anybody. When they wanted to cancel, they were able to cancel simply. No refunds needed to be made. Go to ageforce.com today and use the coupon code CARL, C-A-R-L, to take advantage of this offer. Okay. My next guest is one of the roundtable panelists on the acquisition of strength and hypertrophy, and also the author of the wildly successful, wildly popular training guide called The Blueprint, which is basically the Google of training guides. Rob Regish does all the heavy lifting, all the reading, all the experimentation to find out of everybody's protocol out there, what really works, and he assembles it in ways that they can be interacted with other people's protocols to get the maximum effect of muscle gain, strength gain over the shortest period of time. Welcome back to the show, Rob Regish. That's a lot to say, isn't it?
It is. Thanks for that warm welcome, Carl.
It's what I do. I appreciate your contributions to the show as well.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to be talking about something today that I have a feeling that everybody out there thinks we're going to be talking about anabolic steroids, and it's called the anabolic rebound cycling protocol. Talk about it. When did it arise on the scene, and what is it?
It's a great question. The background on this is actually very, very interesting. Mike Zampano, who some listeners may be familiar with, wrote the original Rebound Training System articles in June or July of 1980, but it wasn't until later that year that Weider's then magazine Muscle Power published those articles. And what was significant about this, Carl, was that here was a guy, Mike Zampano, who really was the brains behind the Underground Steroid Handbook.
Really?
He had a tremendous amount of knowledge about the pharmaceuticals, which I'll get into a little bit later. But it was a drug-free approach to get drug-like gains. And the really interesting facet of it is this, the timing. You had to put yourself in Southern California in 1980 as a mysterious new disease called AIDS started to sweep down the coast and kill people in large numbers. The world's greatest athletes were converging on Los Angeles because the Olympics were coming in 84.
Mm.
So all of, you know, the world's greatest athletes, coaches, trainers, and all of their magic elixirs were converging on Southern California, and Mike Zampano found himself kind of at the center of all of this chemistry, if you will, and had expertise in both the drugs and the non-drug solutions. So the rebound training system then is quite simply it started out as a 10-day cycling ketogenic diet targeted with specific exercises to, again, give drug-like gains without the drugs.
Okay, now let's talk about that for a second.
Sure.
Every supplement manufacturer in the world, every, short of you, quite frankly, and I just realized that every training protocol author claims that their training or their supplement will give anabolic steroid-like results. Was he just pandering, or did this stuff really do something different than what was available then?
I don't think there is any question that it was way ahead of its time, and it delivered results in spades. The curious part about that whole thing is it never really caught on in bodybuilding to a great degree because of two things. Number one, the diet was difficult to keep up for any great length of time. And I know you and I both don't like that term diet.
Right.
But
there's for lack of better terms, what else can you call it?
Exactly. And the second factor was that it espoused at the time periods of higher fat intake, which, again, in 1980, you had to put yourself in the context of time. You know, it was low fat, no fat. If we could have done it, we would have done negative a fat diet. Fat was bad. Fat was evil. So he was way ahead of his time, and yes, it worked. And the results in some cases were striking.
Can you give me a snapshot of what it was like?
Yeah, you know, the original program was a 10-day cycle, but subsequently it was reinvented. For example, 2 years later, both Dan Duchesne and Zampano published the Ultimate Dieting Handbook. And this was a more user-friendly version of it that was designed for fat loss. In a nutshell, what it involved was a 5-day period, Monday through Friday, of eating a very low carbohydrate, but not necessarily calorie, diet.
Okay, so when we say low, we're talking about under 60 grams a day or under 30 grams a day or what?
The recommendation was 50 grams and under, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
So the body progressively goes deeper and deeper into ketosis during the week. And then after Friday's training session was done, which I'll get into a little bit later, there was a huge 48-hour carb up that was done. And this had the effect of kind of ramjetting a lot of water, glucose, amino acids, and so forth into the muscle cell and radically expanding it, much in the same fashion that listeners are probably familiar with creatine today, how that works. Once it enters the muscle cell.
So let me ask you a question.
Sure.
You know, what's the word I'm looking for? Perception. And timing are an interesting pair. If I start out in a ketogenic, a real ketogenic diet, and most people don't really do it right, but if I really get myself into ketosis and I deplete all muscle glycogen through rigorous training and lack of carbohydrate consumption,
right,
I'm going to look flat. We all know this, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
So then I carb up for 48 hours. And my body goes back to a full muscle look. But really, what I'm seeing just simply the disparity between the two phases? Or really, am I increasing muscle gains beyond the baseline that I started at had I already been glycogen loaded?
If it's done correctly, you can really, truly build a greater degree of new muscle tissue. And there are a couple different reasons for that, but let me just give you one. Friday's workout is a more or less of a depletion workout. You can think about it like circuit training. At the end of 5 days, and at the end of one of those workouts, the enzyme glycogen synthase is jumping and will readily store whatever carbohydrates, even simple carbohydrates from dextrose and glucose, in the muscle as glycogen. It will store more glycogen than it otherwise would given a long-term moderate to high carbohydrate diet that a lot of athletes were on at the time. What Zampano and Duchesne later expanded upon, and what was rather savvy about it, I found, was that on Monday morning when you woke up and you walked into the gym, you could pick a 45-pound plate up, and it just felt light because of the cellular stretching and up to 10, 12 pounds you could put on over the weekend.
No kidding.
Oh,
okay. We have to take a break. Now, obviously, like you said, when this enzyme is upregulated and it's glycogen synthase, what did you call it again?
Glycogen synthase.
Okay. See, I can actually remember things sometimes. we understand that it has a powerful effect. I'd like to understand its synergistic relationship with insulin when we come back, if you have that information. And I'd like to understand why it works in just getting everything shuttled into muscle a little bit clearer. We're talking with Rob Regish. He's the author of the wildly popular Blueprint, which is the go-to training guide, which encompasses the successful protocols of just about every training guide out there. It is the Google, as I said before, for training guides. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. If you buy the Blueprint and you're disappointed, I will buy it back myself. And I've said that about one other book, Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors. And I mean it about the Blueprint as well. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Yeah, check it out.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murapuama, Lepidium mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special incentives insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. For those of you who are patiently waiting for the new Blueprint $5,000 in prizes challenge, it's coming. We can't get the darn PHP app to run properly. As soon as we can, it will launch. So in the meantime, if you've purchased the Blueprint recently, or even months ago, make sure you have before pictures. That's all I'm going to say. So that you can put something up with your after pictures, and the visitors, the viewers, the listeners will vote for the person who has the greatest body transformation. It doesn't, and look, you don't have to be ripped. It's just the greatest degree of body transformation. You could go from 350 pounds to 250 pounds, whatever it is. So sit tight. We're going to be launching that very soon, as soon as this app works. You know, this, my website has really been a real trial and tribulation. I had a great webmaster, Rob, and unfortunately his got called away to a different job and lost him, and I've been searching for a good webmaster ever since. So anyway.
I hear you. I've been there too, Carl. So.
Okay, so let's get back to it. So what kind of carbs are we talking about here? I know you said even if we have dextrose.
Right.
But obviously that's not a good thing, because now we're going to spike insulin. Does insulin play a role, first of all? Is it antagonistic? Is it agonistic? And if so, what kind of carbs are we talking about here for those 48 hours?
Those are great questions. The short answer is this. Insulin plays a huge role in your bodybuilding endeavor. So it would be a fair statement then, I think, to say this. If I've learned anything about diet over the years, it's this. A big part of your success in changing your physique for the better in this game is understanding how to manage insulin. So at a very high level, insulin is a storage hormone that is both good and bad. On the one hand, properly managed, it can drive glucose, amino acids, certainly water, intracellular fats into the muscle cell and swell it and contribute to growth. On the other hand, excess insulin, too much insulin, sometimes generated by too many of the wrong kind of carbs, can store fat as triglyceride and other macronutrients as triglyceride. So managing it is absolutely key. And that's one of the things that I do for my folks within the Blueprint.
Okay, so the 48 hours, after the 48 hours, obviously muscle glycogen is restored. And obviously when muscle glycogen, I mean, so many, Elisa recently felt weary one day. You know, she's doing such a one. I mean, she's writing everything down. She's counting every single morsel. She's doing it just the way you're supposed to do it when you are really, you know, dieting for a competition.
Right.
And one day she said to me, I don't know why, I'm just so exhausted today. And I simply shot back and said, you probably need to add a little bit more carbohydrates to your diet. And sure enough, that day she did. And the next day she snapped out of it. So we already know that going on a carb depletion, high carb alternating phasic diet definitely has some effects. What portion does the ketosis do? Does the ketosis build muscle? Does it just prime the body for those 2 days?
Well, that's actually, it works both sides of that coin. On the one hand, ketones have been shown to be anti-catabolic. I think Mauro Di Pasquale, if his book, The Anabolic Diet, had one big contribution, it was demonstrating that ketones can, in fact, spare muscle tissue if your weight training is spot on and so forth. So there are merits on that side of it. The other side is that being in ketosis and exercising to a point where you can get that enzyme that I mentioned before, glycogen synthase jumping, will readily store more carbohydrate in the muscle tissue as glycogen. And what you'll find is by performing this, let's say, for example, you wanted to give this a whirl for 3 weeks, this anabolic rebound cycling, what you will quickly learn, you'll learn a number of things, which is not limited but inclusive of the following. You'll learn how long your body can tolerate carbohydrates, what type of carbohydrates your body best tolerates, and where and when to place those during the day, whether you are training or not. And I'll give you just one example.
Please.
One of the things that I learned the first go-around was I could get away with eating a lot of simple sugars within the first 12 hours or so after that workout on Friday. But as the weekend wore on, the carbohydrates that I ate, there was a definite difference in how they showed on me, meaning I could not eat as many simple sugars as the weekend wore on. If I did, they spilled over into, water, subcutaneous water. So as time went on over the weekend, I learned to incorporate more fibrous carbohydrates versus the sugars and starchy ones. And you're all of a sudden, you're able to dial in how you look on a weekly basis, and every week it gets a little better because you learn a little more. So for those listeners that haven't availed themselves maybe to this type of diet and training methodology, a simple 3-week experiment can not only help you understand how to manage your macronutrients, your carbs and your proteins and your fats to be able to demonstrate your best possible physique, but it'll also teach you a lot about how important it is to fill the muscle cell up with as much water and nutrients as possible. For example, if you're going for a big lift on Monday, because I had spoken earlier about how everything just feels light on Monday. We used to gain anywhere between 8 and I think the record was 13 pounds in 2 days. Over the weekend.
Physical weight gain or increased weight in a particular lift, you mean?
Physical weight gain.
Really?
Yeah. And for those listeners out there that, train for strength, you know what a difference just 5 pounds can make.
Okay. So what about the use of glycerol? Glycerol is notorious. A lot of MMA fighters and boxers, when they have to make weight, they will deplete themselves completely of glycogen and water.
Right.
And then step into the ring. Quite often, astonishingly increased body weight from the night before when they were at the weigh-in by as much as 15, 18 pounds. And it's like, how could you do that? And a fellow who came on my show, I can't think of his name, and I'm so sorry I can't think of his name right now, but probably come to me before the end of the show, told me they use glycerol, a couple tablespoons of glycerol in a couple quarts of water, and muscles just blow up. Why not just use glycerol on that second day along with your carbs?
Well, and that's part of the beauty of it. The supplements that we have today do lend themselves better to the carb and water loading. And glycerol is just one example. I'll give you another one.
Please.
You're familiar, I think, with the waxy maize and high molecular weight modified starches.
Sure.
Now, there we're talking about a carb source that's extremely soluble in water. And it is low glycemic by the time it hits the bloodstream. What does that mean? It means it's a snap to take in 500 to 1,000, believe it or not, calories a day from carbohydrate on the weekends and not get dizzy and put yourself in a near diabetic coma like we used to.
Because it doesn't raise blood sugar very far.
It doesn't. Because it's actually a complex carbohydrate.
Why would that increase the replenishment of glycogen if there's no insulin response?
There would be an insulin response immediately after the workout. The ideal after the workout would be
Because insulin sensitivity is heightened.
Correct.
Okay.
And you can also tailor your carbs. You can add a 50-50 mix, let's say, of dextrose and waxy maize. But the point being, the technology today, the supplements today, glucose disposal agents, if you're familiar with the research behind insulin facilitating creatine uptake, you can imagine how much more water and glycogen you could store in the muscle cell when you add creatine on top of that. And when you step into that gym on Monday, you are a much larger and stronger individual, able to handle multiple sets, keep up your strength from set to set, and a lot of times set new records.
Okay, let's do this. Let's take an early commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk about the actual workout. There's got to be something unique about the training as well, right?
There is. There
okay.
absolutely is.
And also, is it fair to say that this is also included in the current blueprint?
It is, and I've got a great example of that. I've got a guy using it right now, and I'll speak to his experience.
Okay. We're talking with Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint. If you've never tried The Blueprint, get it today. For the cost of a supplement that won't even work for you, you can get a copy of The Blueprint. And applying its edicts and information will give you the gains in strength and muscle that you're looking for without destroying your body. Go to superhumanradio.com. Click the Blueprint banner ad today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
You already know how great the Testo 100 transdermal testosterone boosting patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle building fat burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Wrestling.
skip brand. I call it a still roadie. Don't start, give me the beat.
My guest this hour is Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint. And we're talking about a lost protocol, training protocol, called the anabolic rebound cycle, or cycling, that was first purported by who else? Dan Duchesne and who?
Mike Zimpano.
Mike Zimpano. Probably an Italian guy. There you go.
Yeah, probably so.
Okay. So, and I like that. Okay. So what is the workout like? And is this something that people can learn more about? I have a feeling that this is one of the gifts you give in the blueprint. One of, you know, the what's the deconstruction of this training protocol and what it stacks best with. Is that correct?
Yeah, and yes, and it's something that's constantly being refined, and that's not just by myself, but historically that has gone on since Zimpano has rolled it out. But like the dietary guidelines, the training guidelines are very easy to remember and implement. So let me just give you an example and how they dovetail with that diet. Monday's workout, when you are fully carbed up and up to 10 to 12 pounds heavier than you would be on Friday, you are hitting the big compound lifts, let's say bench and squat, for your typical pyramid strength work, like 10, 8, 6, 4, 5-3-1, I know that's popular out there. That's another great set and rep scheme to use. Longer rests in between sets. And what you're going to find is that you're able to keep your strength up from set to set and make some tremendous progress. A lot of guys end up hitting PRs by week three just because every week gets better.
Okay, now wait. Let's stop for a second.
Sure.
You know, part of, you know, Dan John very wisely once said on my show, the goal is to keep the goal the goal. We so easily get swayed. We're going to do this. I'm going to do this program. I'm going to do HIIT. We start doing HIIT, and part of the HIIT protocol requires moving quickly in between sets. Yep. Then we say, well, this anabolic rebound thing sounds interesting, and they want me to rest longer between sets. So when would you want to use this type of a protocol in a training regimen? Is this a off-season bulking best use? Is this a is this a cruising program? Is this a diet, I'm getting ready to do a show kind of a program? Where do you see it being used? Because now you're saying rest longer in between sets.
Well, that picture is about to change real quick, but let me answer your question.
Okay.
This time of year, part of the reason why I was so excited for this topic in this show is this time of year there are a lot of people that have started their New Year's resolutions and gone absolutely nowhere. The fact of the matter is, rebound cycling training and dietary protocol that we're talking about, the shake-up factor is huge, okay, given you incorporate three different types of training styles weekly. So we just talked about Monday, right?
Right.
Long rest periods between sets, heavy weights, low reps. Now comes Wednesday. The amount of glycogen and water in your muscle has been depleted quite a bit by Wednesday, and most people will either be in ketosis or near ketosis at this point. And it's at this day during the week that we switch training styles to something more along the lines of Charles Staley's escalating density training. So you're picking antagonistic muscle groups, like I'll just give you a quick example, incline dumbbell presses and one-arm dumbbell rows. Okay, you're doing a set of those each back-to-back, and then resting 2 minutes in between sets, not 5 or more minutes like on Monday, but 2 minutes, and you're blocking off a time period of about 20 minutes to do this in. So, in other words, you're going to take the Carl and Orr approach that's currently serving you so well, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
You're going to do as much hard work as you can and as many reps with whatever given weight you're using in that 20-minute period of time. And this training style, this training effect, is much different than what Monday's was. Why? Because it pushes you that much further, that much deeper into ketosis. Now, by the time Friday rolls around, it's time for the depletion workout. And this is really a form of lactic acid tolerance training, which means this. You pick a series of push and pull exercises, about half a dozen. Sometimes it can be difficult in the crowded gym. Doesn't necessarily need to be that many, but you get the picture. Push, pull, in a loop. You go through that loop once, rest 1 minute or less, and continue to do that anywhere from about 45 minutes to an hour. It is best done on machines. It is not strength work. It is not, the central nervous system needn't have to balance everything. The goal is twofold. One, burn it out. Burn all that, whatever muscle and liver glycogen is left, to get you deep into ketosis. The resulting lactate will result in a growth hormone spike during your workout. And concurrently, the enzyme glycogen synthase will be jumping at the end of the workout.
Is that as a result of the depletion, or is that a result of the lactation?
It's more so the depletion, the muscle depletion. And it's an important point, because a lot of people have attempted this diet and not done the depletion workout, either because they, it's
don't
want
to. It's hard. Yeah, this is hard. Let's face it. Training to lactate burn, okay, is painful. And even for those of us who've been experiencing it for years, no one looks forward to it. It's ironic that we're talking about this, because this morning I went in and did something I never do. I did speed work today. And under the speed work heading, I went to 50% of my first working set weight, and just did very, very fast, controlled, what I would call 120 beat per minute music is what I was playing.
Right.
So you're talking about, rep, rest, rep, up, down, up, down, up, down, and just very controlled. And what happens very early on, around the 20th rep, is you start to feel the burn. And the idea is to push past the burn and keep doing it to get a real, real good pump. And, especially the bigger muscles like leg and back.
Right.
You can't, the pain is overwhelming.
It is overwhelming. And that's part of the reason why I tell guys, on Friday, it's okay to use the leg sled instead of squatting, okay? Because let's face it, when you're working to that pain point, form can suffer, and I don't want to see guys get injured. And besides, the point of that day is not developing max strength. That was Monday. The point of that day is getting your body primed to load it with carbohydrates, glycogen, and water, expand the muscle cell radically over the weekend, and then walk in there Monday again. And just imagine this now. The muscle cell is like a water balloon. It's blown up, right? It's at the point of almost bursting. Now you're stretching it under load with heavy weights on Monday when you're strongest, and that's where a lot of your growth comes from. It's at the end of the day, Carl, it is a tremendously helpful and beneficial approach to people. Why? How often do guys use three different training styles in the course of one?
Well, I was just going to say, this is kind of like a micro periodization program where you're actually doing your period is actually over the course of 1 week. Day by day, you're changing the way you train.
And what I have seen personally, and I'll give the example of Jordan Franz, a good friend of mine, a little bit later.
Oh, sure.
Guys absolutely thrive on it, because there's certainly no monotony to it. Your workout changes every day, and it's going from one end of the spectrum literally to the other. It's not difficult to remember. It's not difficult to implement. And likewise, the diet doesn't require any, you need to weigh this, you need to count these calories. Just modulate your macros for the week.
Right.
Monday through Friday, keep carbs extremely low. Eat a lot of protein and fat. Saturdays and Sundays, guys? Hit the buffet.
Right.
Hit the buffet and have your carbs.
But obviously, if you do this sensibly and you make your carb choices, things like sweet potatoes or the occasional, which, I'm not a big proponent of grains, but the occasional oatmeal. If you make your carb choices, sensible carb choices, then you should have the greatest degree of muscle acquisition and the least degree of fat acquisition, correct?
Right. And I know a lot of guys, Carl, that have a ton of supplements laying around, like glucose disposal agents, RALA, and they may even have some glycerol or glycerin, and they might have some waxy maize. And all of a sudden, instead of kind of, just shotgunning that stuff all the time, now they have a shell, a plan about when and where to use those supplements. And I get a lot of emails and phone calls from guys, even at the end of week two, saying, wow, I can't believe the difference, between how I look in the mirror on Monday, Friday, and then over the weekend. Because these guys, everybody's got camera phones now,
Yeah.
The feedback is instantaneous. They can see it. They can see it.
How long can someone use this anabolic rebound approach before we start to see diminishing results? Or does it work forever as long as you keep following it?
No, nothing works forever. That's just the truth. Personal opinion, I think 8 weeks is about as 7 to 8 weeks is as long as you run any type of, you know, training modality. This particular one can be run, that length of time with ease by a lot of people just simply due to the shake it up factor being so big.
Right.
Now, the 3 week, I'll call it the 3 week challenge I'm going to throw out is I like to do that and position it that way for people because you know what? 3 weeks is manageable. I'm not taking carbs away from you altogether for 3 weeks. It's only going to be 5 days tops. I'm not saying it's going to take you 8 to 10 weeks to see results on this. I'm telling you, in 3 weeks, if you give it your all for 3 weeks, you're going to see some pretty dramatic things in the mirror. And it's exciting. It gets guys, you know, this time of year, like I said, a lot of people have flatlined. This really gets people's juices going. I love it.
What do you have people move to? And I don't expect you to give the details of that protocol, but I understand that the reason that the blueprint is so successful is because you capitalize on the fact that nothing works forever.
Right.
And you give people this menu of training protocols to choose from.
Right.
And that's why the blueprint is really so valuable. I mean, instead of going out and buying 8, 9 different books and reading them to find the morsels of information, you assemble it all in a single book. What do you have people move to from an anabolic rebound approach to keep the gains coming?
Well, it differs by person, but typically what I'll field is the following. Like I'll take a phone call or I'll take an email, and somebody will say to me, you know, I learned a ton about how my body handles carbs on this cycling ketogenic diet. I've made, you know, a tremendous physique alteration in 3 weeks. So they'll either keep doing it for another 3 or they'll stop there. And here's what we do. I usually have a discussion with them or they figure it out on their own. They have a much better understanding of their threshold for carbohydrates and their insulin sensitivity. So the short answer is they move from a cycling ketogenic diet to something more along the lines of a targeted ketogenic diet.
Now, what does that mean, targeted?
Targeted means they understand where and when they use carbohydrates most efficiently. And, for example, there are some people that will only have a carb refeed once every 4 days, and it's after a particular type of workout that they're performing.
So like the heaviest day, for instance?
Correct.
Okay.
And that varies by soma type. But like I was telling you before, Jordan's example sums this up nicely.
Well, we have to take a break. That's why I wanted to get – here's what I want to do. I want to take a last commercial break. And when we come back, we'll talk about Jordan Franz. He is someone who is following the blueprint now for how long? Do you have a feel for that?
It's been a little over a year. But
now, isn't he on the boards? I want to say he's the unlikely toad or something like that.
He is, and I'll speak to that, too, because
yeah.
There's a story people don't know. And
I know. You know what? I've communicated with him for years on Mind and Muscle. I mean, I know who he is, and I know he listens to the show also, so that's wonderful. All right, look, we're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap it up. We're talking with Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint. If you don't have a copy of The Blueprint, you're missing out big time. Go to superhumanradio.com. Click the Blueprint banner ad today and start making gains intelligently. We'll be right back. Six Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
I have never endorsed a training guide before the Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used the Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of the Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Hope he didn't just curse. I'm going to have to bleep that. Nah, he didn't. He says get the funk out. Anyway, I listened to that over and over again to make sure that it wasn't what I thought it was. We're talking with Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint. Before we go on, I have to answer a question. I just mentioned about sensible carbohydrate consumption and said that, you know, even though I hate it and I don't recommend it, oatmeal. A fellow who listens to the show, last name Tisdale, emailed me and said, you know, since you're not a fan of grains, that he usually has oatmeal before with eggs before workout. Oatmeal is a slow-releasing carb. He says, what do I eat, me, for morning breakfast if not grains? First of all, if I'm eating on a morning where I'm not going to the gym, I generally have anywhere from 4 to 6 eggs, whole eggs, one whole avocado, and then generally I have some other fat source as well, like I'll have either raw butter or raw coconut oil. So I eat completely ketogenic unless I'm going to the gym that morning. If I'm going to the gym that morning, I may have eggs and avocado for breakfast if I'm not getting to get to the gym for a couple hours, and then pre-workout, I will have, like I had this morning, I just happened to have some raw unpasteurized colostrum. So I had 2 huge glasses of colostrum and 3 heaping tablespoons of raw, unfiltered, unpasteurized honey. And then I go to the gym. I also use IGF-1 pre-workout, and I need that honey because I want to make sure that I don't have hypoglycemic during my workout. So I really don't eat grains. In fact, Elisa and I stumbled onto a recipe because we love crunchy things like crackers. And if you take Parmesan cheese and bake it in the oven properly, you can make Parmesan crackers out of it. It's delicious. It has no carbohydrates in it. And you'd think they were crackers. They're fantastic.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, you got to get creative. You know, I like crunchy things. I like croutons in my salad. We use the Parmesan crisps, if you will, as croutons in salad, and they're fantastic.
Yeah.
So anyway, but I really don't eat much in the way of grains at all. I really don't.
So right there, you're managing your insulin, right? And you have been with a lower carb diet.
And you know what? I continue to get leaner. I mean, I'm staying on track. I'm reaching my goals. I'm definitely leaner than I was a month ago. I can tell by pinching fat in certain areas of my body. Yet I'm maintaining a weight. I fluctuate between 225 and 228,
yep,
depending on where I am in the week, because I become a little dehydrated and then I carb up and I become a little hydrated and, you know, carb depleted and then I carb back up, not dehydrated.
What you're describing is just a perfect example, Carl, of, you know, the kind of body awareness that this little experiment will help people with. You know, right, when you're holding a little too much water, you know what to eat and what not to eat to get rid of that.
Yeah. I've become very conscious of carbohydrate intake, and I know if I eat certain carbs late at night as my last meal, I know I'm not going to sleep well. I know it already. I know I'm going to wake up in the middle of the night, and it's always hypoglycemic. I usually wake up with a bad dream or a little sweaty or a little heart pounding, and it's like, darn it, I shouldn't have had that white rice, you know, in my last meal. In fact, I don't even eat sushi anymore. I only eat sashimi exclusively. I've cut rice out pretty much as well, except for the occasional rice cake, when I can find one that doesn't have high fructose corn syrup in it, or the new stealth form that the FDA feels that it's okay. We know you don't want to have high fructose corn syrup, so we'll just let them name it something else. They now call it fructose sugar, or sugar fructose, or fructose sugar. So, you know, you don't even know you're eating it, and you're eating it.
Keep those subsidies coming, guys.
Oh, the FDA is disgusting. They are it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time before the government goes, wow, we really do need to get rid of them because people are tired of it, you know. But anyway, that's another story. All right, so tell us about Jordan Franz.
Well, Jordan Franz is the guy I've known. He goes by the screen name The Unlikely Toad. And, you know, I've known Jordan for, let's say, over 10 years. I didn't know him as Jordan. I just knew him as The Unlikely Toad.
As do I, right.
And not until recently did I also understand that Jordan has cerebral palsy.
I did not know
that. Which is all the more amazing, because I remember the first time I looked at this cat's pictures, and if you've seen him, and I think bodybuilding.com did a special on him and still has it up, he is just lean. You want to talk about lean, cut, and well-conditioned, and an inspiration, you know, along the lines of Adolfo Cerami. These guys, you know, if you think life has got you down and things are tough, you know, look at these guys. Talk about doing a tremendous job with his physique. That's what Jordan had done. But one day, about a year or so ago, maybe a little less, he called me up and he said, "Rob, I'm at a roadblock. You know, I've hit a plateau. I'm not putting on the muscle that I think I should be." And we talked and kind of troubleshot the problem. And it boiled down to this. In order to stay that lean, I think he was a little hesitant to go whole hog, you know, with the carbs. So much like we discussed today, I kind of reached into the past and pulled up my notes about anabolic rebound cycling, and we had a discussion. And ultimately what we arrived at was what I had just shared with you, Carl. Jordan learned so much about his own physiology and how best to manage insulin and carbohydrates. He got to a place where he started putting on large amounts of muscle again while staying lean. And today uses the Blueprint Shell and a targeted ketogenic diet based upon the knowledge that he gained in these experiments.
You know, and that has to be, like, I see young guys in the gym that are very lean, but they don't have the muscle yet. And I really, sometimes I want to walk up to them and say, look, in the next few years, Grasshopper? In the next few years, Grasshopper, you're going to want to turn to mass builders, and you're going to want to turn to eating styles that will cause you to put on body fat, because you're going to think that body fat means that you're carrying more muscle. But don't fall prey to it. Stay lean the way you are and find ways to just increase your protein and fat intake marginally over time, week in and week out, and allow it to be muscle that you gain with no fat, because it's so much better staying lean and growing as opposed to bulking up and then having to drop 60 pounds of fat to find out what you've got underneath.
Yeah, and you know, when I had this discussion with Jordan originally, I had explained to him, he said, sounds like a, you know, like a fat loss thing. And I said, well, it's been redone in that form, but it's worth remembering and pointing out that the original rebound training system, the way Mike Zampano designed it, was as a drug-free way for guys to grow muscle tissue without getting fat. And it's a happy coincidence that at the end of about 3 weeks of experimenting with this stuff, you know, at least to a certain extent, how to dial in your diet and your training to achieve a certain look. And by the way, it can be done on a shoestring budget in terms of supplements or no supplements at all, because, you know, supplements are micronutrients. They can make a difference, but not as much as a macronutrient. If you start shuffling around macronutrients, you can make big, big changes in your physique.
How do you feel about Mauro Di Pasquale's approach to increase the fat intake? In other words, assuming that you've got your protein where it needs to be, 1.5 grams per pound of body weight, let's say, and you've been doing that for some time now. Now you want to increase your energy intake so that your body goes, okay, it's safe to build more muscle, and using exclusively fat to do that with, because fat can contribute to energy through gluconeogenesis and so on and so forth. Or yep. Do you think that's a mistake? You think that adding too much fat has there's a point of diminishing returns, and you should modulate your protein intake and maybe upregulate that as well?
No, I'm in agreement there with Mauro. You're talking to a guy who used to drink 2 cups of vegetable oil a day because he was so dirt poor.
You?
Yeah. Yeah, I when I initiated Mauro's anabolic diet, I calculated I needed 6,000 calories a day. All right, I had a tough enough time just keeping a roof over my head, so it was time to go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
And Rob found out that a big old jug of vegetable oil.
Like corn oil, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, but that's the worst kind of oil. I mean, that's pro-inflammatory. I mean, that's, right. you'd be better off with an inexpensive olive oil in the end.
And ultimately, I did, you know, make that realization and switch to that. But the fact is this. You can't. Now, I don't recommend doing that for a number of reasons.
Well, plus, if you drink too much of it too fast, you'll spend most of your time in the bathroom doing squats instead of in the gym doing squats. So you'll find that out really, really fast.
Yeah, I didn't want to go there. But yeah. The point being is this. Before you go, you know, raising protein, which is an expensive proposition, but it can also be metabolically inefficient, meaning there are a lot of, you know, there are a lot of waste products. When the non-essential amino acids aren't used to build tissue, there's urea, there's ammonia, and that can hurt performance. Before you go doing that, consider raising the amount of another macronutrient, either your carbohydrates or your fats, to spare the protein in your diet. And I tell guys all the time, because I had this experience recently, and some people listening, this is going to register with. If you ever smell like ammonia in the gym,
yes,
or even if you're sweating outside of it, that is, you know, a byproduct of just
protein,
right. Protein that is not being used to build muscle tissue and is being converted to a waste product in your body.
And I was guilty of that when I was in Phoenix. I would come home and I would say, my God, my T-shirt smells like ammonia after the gym.
There you go. Well, I mean, you know, there are many things that are sacred in bodybuilding, and it's a sin almost to say, hey, guys, you know, dial back on the protein. But the reality is I think people are going to be very surprised, if pleasantly surprised, if they do maybe either keep the protein where it is or dial back a little bit and then add some more dietary fat. You're going to, you know, your chances of growing are much, much greater.
And you know what's interesting? If you have to add 1,000 calories to your daily diet, we're talking about 8 tablespoons of olive oil a day. Now, surely, I mean, you could have a meal, finish your meal, take 2 tablespoons of olive oil, do that 4 times with 4 meals. You've just added 1,000 calories to your diet, and you're not bloated from it. You're not full from it. You're not, you know, I mean, if anything, it's going to make the inner machinery work faster too.
by the right. way. Right, and it doesn't matter which diet, you know, you subscribe to. If it's a higher carb diet, that oil over rice or another carbohydrate source, whole grain source, you know, that's easy. It soaks into bread easy enough, being Italian. You know, I'm sure Mike Zampano understood that.
Yeah, unfortunately, that is still one of my weaknesses. A good seasoned olive oil and some really, really good crusty Italian bread. I don't do it often. I probably do it maybe once a month. There's a restaurant that I like to go with, Elisa, and they have really, really good crusty. They make it in-house Italian bread, and they always put the olive oil down, and we sprinkle a little basil, a little oregano, some salt, not salt, some pepper, ground pepper in it. And I can dredge that for hours if I'm not careful. So,
yeah.
But you know what? I'm not suggesting you do that. I'm suggesting that you add 2 tablespoons. Start out with 1 meal a day. And over the course of, and just do that for 1 week. 1 meal a day, 2 tablespoons of olive oil or coconut oil. Actually, I prefer coconut oil now. 2 tablespoons, and then after around the second week, add a second 2 tablespoon serving, and after the third week, add a third, and after the fourth week, add a fourth, and over the course of a month, you'll gently increase your intake by 1,000 calories or energy, 1,000 calories of energy a day, if you will, and your body will go, wow, we really are doing well, so we can indulge in this luxury called muscle.
Yeah, you know, what I found was, and this is an interesting point, and I know it varies for everyone, but personally, one of the other things I learned was during the week, when I was eating ketogenic, I was able to eat up to 1,000 more calories per day, above and beyond what my normal maintenance was, and I did not put fat on.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. The body is used to burning fat. Hey, Rob, we've come to the end of the interview. I want to go ahead and plug the book again. The book is called The Blueprint. You can get it by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. How much is the Blueprint right now, Rob?
It's $50, and it's just a compilation of really of 3 books right now. So, you know, those individuals that do order, they're going to get everything up to the most current, which is the Blueprint 3.0 that covers bulking, cutting, and recomp.
And it covers nutrition, it covers training, it covers even to some degree supplementation. And basically, Rob has done all the heavy lifting, and he brings all these different training protocols together in one thing, in one guide. So you don't have to go out and buy all these different books.
Yeah,
I mean, it's really great. Everybody loves the Blueprint, and we're going to have the Blueprint Challenge. It is coming. $5,000 worth of prizes will be given away to the person who undergoes the greatest degree of transformation using the Blueprint. So if you've bought the Blueprint already, or you're planning on buying it, or you're going to buy it as a result of this show, make sure you take a before picture. Even if you decide later on, well, I'm not going to enter, take a before picture anyway. Because it's not going to be who looks like a bodybuilder. It's going to be the person who made the greatest degree of progress over the period of time of the contest.
Yeah, so, and I'm grateful. So many people from all over the world have made so much progress. And that's because, you know, quite simply, the Blueprint, once you invest in it, you're going to walk away with so many weapons at your disposal. It's hard not to make progress. And that's why you see it has the reputation that it has. Yes, it's people's hard work. But you can't lose when you've got that many arrows in your quiver.
Yeah. All right, listen, thanks for being on the show today. Also, I want to thank Jim Laird coming on and talking about when training is not good for your health, how do you know you're going too far, overreaching? It was a great interview during the first half of the show. Jim Laird's website is j-mstrength.com. He worked with Molly Galbraith. She is a part of the Girls Gone Strong group that you see on Facebook. These girls are doing great, great feats of strength, yet staying feminine. You know, strong is the new sexy. I believe it. I hope that it's the future of this country, because the more people who get strong and start focusing on strength acquisition, the healthier this nation will become. Rob Regish, always great to have you on. Not this Thursday, but next Thursday, we will do another installment of the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy. We got questions about ECG, ephedra, caffeine, and aspirin, ECA stacking.
Bring it on, brother.
That discussion really raised a lot of questions. We'll cover that in the next episode of the Roundtable Discussion. Rob, thanks for being on the show today.
You bet. Thank you for having me, Carl.
Okay, and we'll see everybody tomorrow with another important episode of Superhuman Radio. See you then.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.